Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'd like to congratulate you on your election. Rest assured that we'll provide full support to you in your work. We also like to praise Benin for joining the protocol, and now we have 96 states parties. We support the full implementation of the protocol, and we do hope that membership will continue to grow to ensure universalization. In order to implement Protocol 5, Brazil does not carry out mine clearance programs because we never had, fortunately, any ERW in our country. But Armed Forces of Brazil use explosive devices for training operations and are trained in operations of destroying these objects. We also do not have any policies to provide support to victims of ERW because we never had victims in our country, but we have units that can support all Brazilians and non-residents that may be affected by conflicts in other countries. Also, we carry out social protection services for all citizens, especially to vulnerable groups, including refugees, without any discrimination. Brazil also gives special importance to questions of prevention as we implement Protocol 5, which includes the exchange of experience and information, best practices, and development of capacities for those who require them. This is why we praise the permanent focus on the implementation of Article 4 of the Protocol, something that we're doing during this meeting. It is very important to implement the protocol in its entirety, focusing on assistance. And Brazil has a long history of humanitarian assistance and mine removal, and we respond to requests for bilateral cooperation with countries affected by ERW. As part of security and prevention measures, we believe that training and development of capacities and exchange of knowledge are the best possible ways to reduce the risks of accidents. Now, also, the focus on removal of ERW from urban areas will be the focus of our work during next year, something that is very important to ensure the protection of civilians. And this situations create new complex issues that are not really reflected in current training programs and post-conflict situations. This is why Brazil supports the appeal of the Secretary General for declaration on the use of explosive devices in populated areas. We're also ready to contribute as part of our work under Article 5 to the discussion of particular challenges that we face in urban areas, especially the decontamination measures and the reduction of risks. Finally, we agree with the proposal that is contained in the final document to identify coordinators for victims assistance and mine clearance programs and technical assistance. In this respect, we would like to express our understanding that the functions of coordinators should not undermine other international instruments, and they have distinct mandates, and also those instruments have different memberships and also different legal obligations, and we should not undermine the credibility of all of these instruments. Now, in conclusion, Madam Chair, I'd like to say that Brazil is fully committed to the full implementation of Protocol 5 and with its complete universalization, and we're ready to work with all other delegations.